Helping Hand. Each Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled, other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. My guests, Roxanne Bolden, Executive Director, and Brian Hauser, Board Vice Chair. Aloha and mahalo for coming down, Roxanne and Brian.
Thank you so much for having us.
For folks who are disabled or who have a disabled loved one in their lives, how can you guys be of service?
We are the only statewide independent living service provider for the state, located in Oahu, in Hilo, and in Maui, and soon we'll be expanding to Kauai. If someone has a disability, or if you have a family member with a disability, I would suggest you give us a call, 1-800-385-2454 or 1-800-385-AILH. You can also go online, AlohaILHawaii, and Hawaii is spelled out, .org. And we will generally contact you within the same day or at worst the next day. Understand that everybody has a different type of disability. So it's kind of hard to gauge how the Oahu office would function in comparison to Hilo or even Maui. And the needs are going to be different. So in Oahu, we primarily get calls for people who need housing. But in Oahu, you would find housing much more readily than you would in Hilo or even in Maui. We are basically an agency that provides you the resources so you can be fully integrated within your community. So if somebody came to us and said, I'm disabled, I'm having trouble finding housing, and I'm homeless, they will come in, our staff will do a complete intake assessment with them to find out what their situation is, and then try to, based on their financial capabilities, try to match them up with the appropriate available housing. Sometimes they come in, but they don't have the available finances to even support a housing facility. So now we have to figure out, have you applied for appropriate services, or whether you have applied for some of the welfare benefits, and then we help them from that point on.
Just getting to figure out what is available to you if you're disabled, who is there to be your advocate,
yes.
Who is there who has got resources, can be a harrowing ordeal. But what you're saying, if I'm interpreting it right, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is that you help with that.
Yes. Actually, that's what makes us very unique, is we are a mobile type of organization. We don't wait for people to come into our doors. We actually come out to you. This has been really appreciated, especially in Hilo. We've actually have one of our board members who was a former consumer, and he was in a nursing facility. And had it not been for our staff to come out there, do a presentation and meet up with him, he would have not been able to get out of that nursing facility because he had no way of contacting anybody to help him. So Sam was able to be there to be able to advocate for him and say, listen, the nursing facility helped him at the time when he was in a critical position, but now he's fully healed and he's more than capable of living back in the community. And through her advocacy efforts, she was able to actually remove him from that facility. And now he's living independently and actually is a grant writer. The only qualifying factor you have to have is just be a person with a disability.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not based on income. You
love
can
that.
Be extremely very wealthy or, you know, just be on the lower end of the spectrum. As long as you have a disability, our services are free. You qualify for our services.
What have been the biggest challenges that you guys have faced?
The biggest challenges as an administrator that I see is the lack of funding. We are basically an army of five. It is myself as the executive director and Thomas in Oahu. We handle all of the outreach areas and even Honolulu when the requests come in. And then there's Sam and Lupe on the Big Island. And then there's Lonnie in Maui.
And you're joined today by your board vice chair, Brian Hauser.
I've been a board member now for about a year and a half. The beauty of the Independent Living Center is that more than 50% of people on staff and more than 50% of people on the board are people with disabilities themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That allows you to relate to somebody else who has a disability. Not ever to tell them what their path is, but to walk the path with them.
We're always looking for people to help us with our marketing and social media presence. If we can get somebody to help us with that, that would be tremendous. Another thing is grant writing is always big. I know we've reached out to the University of Hawaii. Maybe someone can fulfill their practicum by doing an internship with us. Donations, again, whether it's an old used cane, you know, that you're not using anymore, or a wheelchair that's still usable. Hilo has a lot of need for that. And when we receive the donations from the Waikiki Health Center, that's another one of our partner organizations. We pick it up and we ship it to Hilo. And then finally, volunteers.
800 1-800-385-2454. That's 1-800-385-AILH. AlohaIlHawaii.org. And all of this information is online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Brian Hauser, Board Vice Chair. Roxanne Bolden, Executive Director. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.